across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McRae is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
Some may come to this farming village and think the methods they used are antiquated. However, a deeper look at this town and who lived here will reveal a community that employed some of the most innovative farming practices of the day. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
The Hancock Shaker Village was established in 1790. This religious group set out to create a utopian, self-sustaining community based on agriculture.
The Hancock site is very well known for their farming practices. They started integrating sort of regenerative farming techniques that we still practice here today.
As Carrie Holland explains, the Shakers at the Hancock site are credited with a practice using seeds that is still well known today.
Seeds were a huge element of how they sustained their life, but also a giant economic driver as we went into the 1800s. And the Shakers here are sort of credited with inventing the seed packet.
The Shakers began a seed catalog. A nearby railroad gave them easy access to ship orders to any point in the country. Their seeds were known to be high quality. The buildings they constructed are architectural wonders, including a barn built in 1826 that showed the innovation of their farming methods.
The very iconic round stone barn, one of our hallmark buildings at Hancock Shaker Village, the only round stone barn that the Shakers created, and it was integral to their dairy farming practices.
The Shakers lived in a communal village and were proactive in their approach to farming and other daily work.
The Shakers are exceptionally innovative. They have many patents, and they were continuously improving their designs.
Several Shaker colonies were established in the country, but by the early 1900s, numbers began to slide. The story of what happened to their communities is next time as we travel the countryside near Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McRae.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this.
Chelsea, have you heard the new research on Kalman, Kalman, Kalman?
John, why are you saying Kalman three times?
Am I? Oh, maybe it's because Kalman, 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 according to research, has tremendous buffering ability, that's one, available calcium, that's two, and available magnesium, that's three, for dairy cattle.
Really, John, just tell the dairy farmers and their nutritionists how they can get Kalman, which you only need to say once.
But it's more fun to say it three times. Every feed mill in the sound of my voice either has it or their distributor has it.
What else does research show, John?
Kalman, Kalman, Kalman helps transition cows eat more. It's exclusively available from Feedworks USA.
For more information on Kalman, once is enough, C-A-L-M-I-N, it can be found at FeedworksUSA.com or call 1-866-737-6273.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Grain transportation activity showed mixed signals in late November and early December, with rail volumes easing from the prior week. Barge traffic fell sharply from last year, and ocean shipping steady, while diesel fuel prices declined. Now, U.S. Class 1 railroads originated over 25,000 grain carloads for the week ending November 29th. That total was down 17% from the previous week, but 17% higher than the same week last year, and 4% above the four-week average. Now, December shuttle secondary railcar bids averaged $442 per car, and that was above tariff, down $120 per week, but still elevated compared to last year. What about barge grain movements? Well, totaling just under 549,000 tons for the week that ended December 6th, down 9% from the previous week, 25% lower than the same period a year ago. Grain barges moving downriver declined, and unloadings in the New Orleans region slipped 8% from the previous week. Ocean shipping activity stable, freight rates to Japan unchanged, and the national average diesel price fell $9.3 to $3.66 per gallon, still remains, though, above year-ago levels. A new economic analysis shows EPA's proposed half-RIN credit system for imported biofuels would deliver the strongest economic outcome for U.S. soybean farmers, simply by keeping domestic feedstocks more competitive while still allowing imports to supplement biomass-based diesel production. Under the Renewable Fuel Standard, the RFS, a RIN, a renewable ID number, is the compliance credit used by obligated parties to document biofuel blending. It means any change to how RINs are assigned can actually shift feedstock demand across global markets. And researchers found that assigning only a 50% RIN value to imported biofuels or those made from foreign feedstocks actually reduces incentives to substitute imported oils for U.S. soybean oil. The study funded by the United Soybean Board, conducted by World Ag Economic and Environmental Services, shows the half-RIN structure consistently lifts soybean receipts, strengthens soy oil values, and preserves biofuel sector demand. U.S. ag exports to China collapsed in 2025, falling 54% from January through August, wiping out $7.4 billion in value. That's according to Farm Flavor's analysis of USDA trade data. China remains a top buyer, but renewed geopolitical tensions, shifting procurement strategies, and slowing feed demand triggered the steepest decline in more than a decade. Soybeans absorbed the largest year-over-year decline, dropping $2.7 billion, accounting for a third of total export losses. Cotton shipments fell nearly 89%, while grain trade fractured across the board. Coarse grain exports collapsed 97%, corn exports plunging 99%, and wheat shipments dropping to zero. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away. But first, let's join Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America when we return. Farmers, we know you need a consistent year-round supply of quality bedding materials for your animals. At LVM Materials, we produce quality dry sawdust locally, then deliver it directly to your farm. Sound good? Let's talk. Phone 322-8878 or visit us online at lvmmaterials.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. Researchers with the University of Missouri Extension Service announced last week that dicamba-resistant water hemp has been confirmed in the Show Me State. That makes it the fourth state in the central United States to confirm a variety resistant to the herbicide. I'll have the details after this. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. Family-owned and run since 1948, Strauss has built one of the most trusted names in workwear. Their work pants are designed like tools you can wear, made with materials up to 5 times stronger than standard cotton, with pocket systems that keep everything right where you need it, and comfort that holds up all day. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the field, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all of the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, University of Missouri Extension weed scientist Kevin Bradley announced the confirmation of dicamba-resistant water hemp during the MU Crop Management Conference. His lab tested a water hemp population collected in 2023 from a field in Saline County in west central Missouri. The plant survived a labeled rate of dicamba and responded very differently than known susceptible water hemp, which met the scientific threshold for resistance. While the population was resistant to dicamba, testing showed it remained susceptible to glufosinate and 2,4-D. Missouri's confirmation followed earlier findings in Illinois and Tennessee in 2021 and Iowa in 2023. In Illinois, researchers documented dicamba-resistant water hemp in Champaign County and reported resistance layered on top of existing resistance to several other herbicide groups. In Tennessee, resistant populations appeared in river bottom fields, where repeated dicamba applications delivered inconsistent and declining control. In Iowa, confirmation came after field failures prompted greenhouse testing that showed dicamba no longer provided reliable post-emergence control. In each of those states, confirmation carried the same message. Higher rates did not fix the problem. University specialists stressed that once labeled rates failed, additional dicamba applications offered little benefit and raised legal and stewardship concerns. Instead, researchers emphasized changes in weed control systems, stronger pre-emergence residual programs, overlapping residuals, and diversified modes of action as ways to slow the spread of resistance. The timing of Missouri's confirmation matters because over-the-top dicamba usage could return as soon as the 2026 growing season. A federal court vacated the 2020 registrations for dicamba over-the-top products in February of 2024, which removed them from use in soybeans and cotton during this past growing season. EPA released a proposed registration decision last summer and continues to review public comments, keeping the door open for a renewed federal label. I'll be back with more after this.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
Following Missouri's discovery of dicamba-resistant water hemp, weed scientists reminded farmers to start in the spring with a clean field, to use two or more effective modes of action in pre-emergence herbicides, and integrate non-chemical tools when possible. For Midwestern farmers, thinking creatively about weed management is now a requirement for the job. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk. when we return.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you, and so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Farmers can be quite innovative. Recently, a farmer developed, quote, green scarecrow, helped farms to save ears of sweet corn. Project was funded by Northeast SARE, USDA Sustainable Ag Research and Education Program, backing farmer-driven research to improve profitability, stewardship, and farmer quality of life. This new program, the Green Scarecrow, rescued over 140,000 ears of sweet corn in a three-season trial at two farm locations, validating performance across weather, varieties, and planting windows. Green Scarecrow is a farmer-developed, eco-friendly, patent-pending laser bird deterrent system built for smaller farms. It's solar-powered, uses rotating green lasers and bird distress calls to deter crop pest species like red-winged blackbirds from entering fields and feeding on the high-value sweet corn plantings. It doesn't harm non-target wildlife. The green scarecrow is mounted on a 10-foot tripod. Its head sweeps 360 degrees, tilts vertically to mimic a patrolling predator, and it's portable and easy to place at field edges or laneways. The research compared each farm's 2025 harvest to what birds usually eat in those same months. With green scarecrow in the field, more ears stayed on the stalk and made it to the farm stand. Bird damage can turn beautiful fields into financial sinkholes fast, according to Ken Elliott, crop production lead at one of the farms where it was tried, and the co-founder of Green Scarecrow. Elliott said Green Scarecrow was straightforward to deploy. The results helped them keep the farm stand stocked with highly profitable sweet corn, especially when the demand was high. It matters because there's better margins when you have more corn. Cutting bird losses in peak weeks keeps much more corn available. It's also green by design, using light and sound, not pesticides or explosives, so there's no pollutants, no net waste, and neighbor aware through call scheduling, built for small farms. Because it uses solar power and has quick setup and even flexible placement, makes it cost effective, when netting is quite often impractical for most farms.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Quality feed, margins,
productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Pennsylvania's Keystone Farm Show is one of the first farm shows every year. Started in 1998, Keystone Farm Show looked out an important marketing niche for agribusinesses. Pennsylvania Farm Show is a good show for educating the people of Pennsylvania. It's more like a state fair. The Keystone Farm Show is the farm show for farmers. It's a trade show. You won't see animals, but you will see every type of equipment, products, and services that farmers might need to keep their business running as efficiently as possible. The show introduces 70 new exhibitors this year, so it isn't necessarily all the same old things. Seven buildings full of over 400 vendors to the ag industry, animal health, seed, banks, insurance, forestry, construction, parts, and farm equipment companies are all found in one place. experts can help farmers with virtually just about any problem they might have. You can go to the website to see a complete list of exhibitors. There's no admission or parking charges. There is a ticket to be filled out the door for admission. You can go to KeystoneFarmShow.com to find out all the details. The show produced by the Trade Show Division of Lee Newspapers, the publishers of Country Folks.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered. And keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, Feedworks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedworksUSA.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Looking at farm news across the eastern United States, turkey producers in North Carolina are expecting a busy week ahead. Thanksgiving is just a little over a week away now. North Carolina poultry producers raised 28 million turkeys so far this year. That's an increase of 4% over last year. Georgia pecan growers are reporting light yields of pecans this fall. A drought developed in late summer, and as of this week, 77% of Georgia is in at least a moderate drought. Pecan orchards in Georgia also reported higher than usual disease pressure this year. And Ohio Christmas tree growers are sending trees to troops stationed abroad this year. They call the effort Operation Evergreen, which is now in its 30th year.
On the Farm Radio, we'll be back after this message.
Today's program is made possible by Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, which offers farmers and landowners cost-share funding for best management practices that protect water quality and natural resources. The cost-share program is now accepting applications from farmers and landowners in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Information at your local Soil and Water Conservation District office.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees. ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVsafety.gov.
This weekend, unplug.
Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Warsaw, New York. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WCJW AM 1140 in beautiful Warsaw, New York. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us to perform an unnatural act. Spend an evening at home with your family. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm each.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for December 15th. We had 128 cows, 135 calves, 6 Holstein feeders, 1 Holstein fat, 1 beef feeder, and 2 bulls. The Bob calves were 10 cents to 240. Good calves over 96 pounds were $6 to 960. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $4 to 1160. Holstein heifer calves were $1 to $8. The beef cross heifer calves were $5 to $15.80. The beef cross bull calves were $10 to $15.75. The good cows today were $1.35 to $1.48. Lean cows were 50 cents to $1.30. The Holstein feeders were $1.20 to $1.50. The Holstein fat was $1.81. The beef feeder was $1.75. And the bulls were $1.40 to $1.81. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you, and have a great day.
It's a meat lover's paradise at Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt. Get your grill on with 50 pounds or more of hamburger for just $3.99 a pound.
Or go big
with whole tenderloins for only $15.99. That's not all. Grizzly's has buffalo, pork, goat, lamb, alpaca, and 7 kinds of sausage. Hunters, listen up. Ivan and his crew butcher deer and wild game 7 days a week, and they'll even buy your deer hides if you process your own. USDA inspected, locally trusted, and packed with flavor. Grizzly's Custom Cutting on River Road and Hunt. It's meat. Call 476-2249. That's Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
A one-stop resource for information on efforts of the federal government to combat New World screwworm.
We had previously had a resource up on the APHIS website, so this isn't a totally new remake, but what it does is provide stakeholders, producers, state partners access to a one-stop portal where you can see not only the USDA APHIS activities and the work our partners at ARS are doing, but in addition to that, our interagency partners, which have been so critical in this effort to date.
That's Agriculture Department Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Dudley Hoskins. His mission area oversees the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, which is leading efforts in preventing this invasive pest from entering our country and threatening our nation's livestock supply, particularly cattle. He says www.screwworm.gov includes details ranging from the latest in USDA verified information on NWS cases to U.S. preparedness efforts. Information is available to a wide group of stakeholders, from animal health officials to the general public.
Information, not just what we're doing to combat it related to cattle, but also just the movement of people, companion animals, different protocols and practices, and what we're asking people just to be aware of and help us remain vigilant.
As the undersecretary alluded to earlier, in addition to status on activities conducted by APHIS and the Agricultural Research Service in the realm of study and development, there is information about and updates on
our interagency partners, which have been so critical in this effort to date. FDA with some of their conditional emergency approvals for different treatments. The Department of Interior, we're partnering with them on wildlife surveillance. The U.S. Army Corps, the EPA.
Among several partners in the public and private sectors, joining forces to keep New World screwworm out of our nation. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. with some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ Country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
With winter just around the corner, you need the performance and productivity of the Ventrac SSV for clearing sidewalks and other compact spaces. The SSV packs a lot of punches when it comes to sidewalk snow. With attachment and accessory options like a broom, blade, drop spreader, and brine kit, you can clear snow, brine, and spread salt all in one pass, saving you time and labor when you most need it. No more hand shoveling sidewalks. Call or visit Larry Romance and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull today and ask about the Ventrac SSV.
When you combine the advanced technology of Enlist E3 soybeans with Seed Consultant's dedication to performance in the Eastern Corn Belt, it's a simply better experience. Our Seed Consultants brand soybeans are hand-selected, tested, and proven to perform in your conditions, backed by the local knowledge of Seed Consultants sales professionals. Bind to better soybeans with reliability and results packed into every variety. Visit SeedConsultants.com.
So you're looking for a new vehicle, and you've got a pretty good idea what you want. At McClurg, if you don't see the exact vehicle you want, no worries. We'll find it for you. Want a different color? Different trim package? Need a bigger engine? Gotta have heated seats and leather? At McClurg, if we don't have it, we'll find it. Don't settle for just any car. Let us find your car. McClurg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and McClurg Chevy in Perry.
What can we do for you today?
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We have discussed stress on the farm before, but how stressed are your animals? Our guest today is Dr. Nicole Sanchez, a research animal scientist with the USDA Livestock Issues Research Unit. And she discusses stress on the farm, but not from the farmer's point of view, from our animals.
Well, stress is all around us, and we may not experience stress every day, but our animals can, and they're hidden. Can be hidden stressors such as sickness. Sickness is a stressor to animals. We have heat stress, and then natural disasters can significantly influence our stress responses and what our cattle and humans as well experience. So stress is an important aspect. And so it's the body's reaction trying to get us back to our baseline, to our normal after being thrown off by some kind of stressor. And stress consists of three different things. The first is the stressor itself. It's the stimulus. It can be a barking dog that may be a psychological stressor for our cattle. And so the animal takes these signals in, initiates a stress response. And this is mediated by different stress hormones within the body that have different physiological effects on the body, such as increased respiration, changes in heart rate and blood flow, and subsequent effects on different body systems from digestion to reproduction and immunity. We have social stressors. This can include the mixing of unfamiliar animals. This can happen with transportation or when we're having to readjust different groups. There are various psychological stressors. So some examples include new surroundings. And so for transporting or moving animal to a different part of the farm or to a different farm in general, there are also nutritional stressors. A large diet or a too little diet, or whether we're having contamination or poor quality of feed, these can affect and be a stressor on the animal. And then, of course, there's physical stressors. Injuries that an animal may experience, extreme weather, moving cattle, processing cattle, castration or branding can be physical stressors for our cattle. And stress is important because it can disrupt many different maintenance behaviors, usually behaviors, whether that's increased respiration, agitation. Stress can affect virtually all body systems. And so our whole body is responsive to stress.
So now that we know that stress is coming from all these different locations, what's the solution?
So for the stress response, the first step is perception of stress. So if we're talking, for example, a calf seeing a predator such as a dog or a coyote, it's going to sense that stress, and it's going to elicit a reaction within the body. And so the higher brain centers are going to perceive the stress, and these hormones then send a signal through the blood to the adrenal gland that sits on top of our kidneys, And this results in the production of the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol is probably one of the most well-known stress hormones. It's one that's typically discussed. And depending on various factors, such as breed and gender or sex, we can see different effects. Stress can be alleviated in many different ways. The first, management, looking at our different processes, our handling of our cattle, and making sure that we're using calm animal handling and movement. And if there's any other factors that we can do that may alleviate even psychological stressors, such as shadows and things like that. And so cattle do adapt to environments. They adapt to stressors. And so if you're handling cattle daily or weekly, they're going to get accustomed to that, and you're going to see decreases in that stress response. Usually temperamental cattle may not calm down as much, but we do see calming. And so gradual introduction, gradual changes are better than things that have to change quickly. And sometimes that's out of our control with sudden changes, but it's doing our best to alleviate that stress or to minimize that stress. A lot of times with these stressors, we're not able to completely eliminate them. But if we can reduce the effects, you're going to have a significant potential positive impact on that animal and the way they respond. So many different factors can influence this response to stress. And the whole body can be influenced by stress, from growth, reproduction, health. But through proper planning and changes in management and adaptation management, and some of these tools that producers can use may be some of these nutritional supplements to reduce the negative effects that we see on the stress response, as well as improve immunity in our calves and our cows.
Comments from Dr. Nicole Burdick-Sanchez, USDA Research Animal Scientist with the Livestock Issues Research Unit, here on Dairy Radio Now.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
The CJ Country FM Network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty. A guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
Puerto Rico wants in on the SNAP program. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health Campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is available in some but not all U.S. territories. Pablo Hernandez represents Puerto Rico in the U.S. House of Representatives and appeared recently at a House Agriculture Committee hearing.
I come here today with a single, simple, bipartisan ask. SNAP for Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has been excluded from the SNAP program since 1982, and we've submitted a bipartisan bill that has the support of 9 Democrats and 6 Republicans to ensure that Puerto Rico gets to transition from its current block grant NAP program to the national SNAP program.
Hernandez continued.
And I urge you to view this as an investment, not as an expense. It is an investment because it would just be $1 billion more for the program for an island that trades over $7 billion with the mainland in agricultural products.
Hernandez says with SNAP in Puerto Rico, citizens could afford to buy even more ag products from the mainland.
Do not view this as additional welfare. View this as economic development and empower. By having SNAP in Puerto Rico, we would be able to raise the income levels that allow people to work and keep their benefits, thus driving more people into the workforce.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Harvest may be done, but the work isn't over. Keep your equipment running strong with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. From fluids and filters to engine, hose, and transmission parts, their expert team will help you find exactly what you need. Visit Java Farm Supply in North Java or Batavia, or shop online. Featuring trusted brands like Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for genuine AGCO parts.
The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine, plus a huge inventory of commercial and ag tires. Stop in or call 493-5174. Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales. Get up and running. For today, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. Mostly cloudy with a low around 24 tonight. And tomorrow, a slight chance of showers after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 19 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, highlights from a recent Beef Reproduction Task Force meeting. More after this.
Hi, I'm Debbie Childress, director of the Grayson County Alliance, a food pantry in rural Kentucky. Thanks to a local farmer, we recently received a $2,500 donation from America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer. As a result, we expanded a classroom where we teach families about nutrition and personal finance. I encourage all farmers to enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local nonprofit. Visit growcommunities.com.
Dr. Sandy Johnson is a Kansas State beef reproduction specialist.
One of the tools that we began working with Iowa State on shortly after the group was formed is what we called the Estrus Synchronization Planner. And the original version that's still available is a Excel spreadsheet version, and it tries to step you through choices you might make in deciding what synchronization protocol is best for you. And one of the things we wanted to do for years is to be able to you know, as we've got smartphones and electronic calendars, is to put that directly on a phone calendar. And so we've recently worked with a group that's helped us get over the hump to get that completed. So we now have a online version that allows you to make those choices, and you make your choices, and then you can send that iCal file to your computer or phone, and it adds it to your phone. Now, it doesn't have the cost comparison and perhaps all the other helps that we have in our Excel versions of the synchronization planner, but for many people, that will be all they need is, what date is it going to be if I'm going to read cows on such and such a date? And so we hope with those multiple versions, you find one that's useful to you. The other version that I would mention is, that this is such a catchy name, is the multi-group version. And what it would allow you to do is, if you were scheduling, you have both cows and heifers you're trying to schedule in one breeding season, and it would allow you to put those on the same calendar.
Kansas State Beef Reproduction Specialist Sandy Johnson, American Cattle News.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Monday, December the 15th. I'm Remington Ricketts, starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 68.16. The Dow down 484.16, and NASDAQ lower as well, 230.57. Bitcoin lower, gold lower, euro higher. So we go over to the energy's futures prices, starting with crude oil. West Texas Intermediate January contract 82 cents lower, 56.62. February 56.49, and March lower as well, 56.36. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. So we go over to the grains futures prices, starting corn March contract, finishing the day slightly lower, one even down at 439 and 3 quarters, May 447 and 3 quarters, and December 461 even. Soybean mixed, soybean meal higher, soybean oil lower. Wheat March contract 8.5 lower here at the end of the day, 520 and 3 quarters, May 529 even, and wheat December 567 and 3 quarters. Hard red winter wheat March contract 6 even lower here at the end of the day, 512 even. May down as well, 524 and a quarter. Hard red spring wheat March 553 and 3 quarters, and the May contract 6 and a quarter lower at 575 even. Over to the cotton. Starting with the March contract, ending the day higher, 11 cents higher at 63.93. May 65.06, and July higher as well, 66.08. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures. Live cattle December 102 higher, 230.82. February 230.55, and April 230.02. Feeder cattle January slightly higher at 339.92. March 334.85, and April 333.77. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.